الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا غدوة في سبيل الله أو روحة خير من الدنيا وما فيها رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي صدق الله مولانا العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين My dear respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator of all things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ From amongst the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that He created the heavens and the earth. خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of different languages and the different races and the different colors of people that you get in the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His qudrat-e kamila, it is from the signs of the greatness of Allah that He has created this. The different languages that you get in the world, it is from the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah had planned that. It's not mankind or it's not insan that came about with these languages. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had planned that there will be so many languages in the world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears everybody's speech. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala understands every speech. The millions and billions of people that are speaking in the world, at one given time, in the different parts of the world, in different dialects, in different languages, they are speaking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears all of them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala understands all at one given time. So this is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You get the Chinese, then you get the Japanese, then you get Afrikaans, and you get Zulu, and you get English. Sometimes in one country, you'll find so many different languages. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears all and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala understands all. And from all the languages and all the words that are spoken in the world, many, many words are being spoken. There are some that are good words and some that are bad words. As for the bad words, we leave it aside. Because that will bring no benefit to an individual. In fact, a person, it comes in the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Amlik alayka lisanak. Be very, very particular with regard to your tongue. Control your tongue. In the Quran also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah, wa qulu qawlan sadida. O you who believe, use appropriate words. Use words that are good. Be very particular as to how you speak, who you speak to, and in what you speak. Because on the day of Qiyamah, a person is going to be taken to task for every letter and every word of his. Therefore, we have to make constant istighfar. We have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must not take us to task for all and for every little word that we have spoken. A person has to control his tongue. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, if a person gives me guarantee for two things, I give him guarantee of Jannat. Others, he will control his tongue, that which is between his jaws. And if he controls his private parts from haram, then I give him guarantee of Jannat. Obviously, he has to have Iman and at least the faraiz of deen and the amals of deen. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has guaranteed such a person Jannat. So as far as the evil words, in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sometimes a person says a word, he doesn't think much of it, but that one word becomes a means of his entrance into Jannah. And sometimes a person says a word, he doesn't think much about it. I just said something, you know, he made a joke or something. He doesn't think much, he forgot what he said. But that word could become a means of his entrance into Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. But then you get a lot of evil words that are being spoken. We leave that one side. There's a lot of good words that are being spoken also. A wife speaks kindly to a husband. Husband speaks kindly to the wife. Words of affection. Father speaks with words of affection to the children. The children speak with love and respect and adab to the parents. Those are good words. Those are loved, the words that are loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, you get other words which are spoken. Like for example, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those are also words that are being spoken. And we know for a fact the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how esteemed and how great it is in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, durood sharif, reciting durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are words which are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For every durood that you recite upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're doing no favor to Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're doing yourself a favor because your position is being elevated. Allah's mercies are descending upon you. See, a person makes tilawat of the Quran. What beautiful words, better words than the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can there be any word better than the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's a word of Allah. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, in the verse which I recited before you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا. Which is the best word? Which is the word which is so loved by Allah subhanahu? Which speech is loved by Allah? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Can there be any words, any speech, any dialogue better than the da'wah towards Allah? وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Can there be better words spoken than the words of a da'i, one who invites towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah loves the words of a da'i, and Allah is saying the one who gives da'wah towards Allah, those words that he speaks, because he is explaining about the greatness of Allah, he is inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah loves those words greatly. Therefore, Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam have a very, very esteemed position, very high position, very high maqam. There's nobody greater than the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. They are masoom. But one of the reasons for the esteemed position of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam is because they were assigned the duty of da'wat, of inviting and calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam in Surah Nuh, he says, Ya Rabbi inni da'awtu qawmi laylaw wa nahara. That, oh my Allah, day and night I called my people. فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَاءِ إِلَّا فِرَارًا. Every time I'm calling them, they're running away from me. But Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam is running behind them. وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَاسْتَغْشَوْ ثِيَابَهُمْ وَأَسَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, I'm calling the people, they're running away from me. They're putting their fingers in their ears. They're covering themselves up. And they just don't want to listen. But Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam continued 950 years giving da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reserves an entire surah as Surah Nuh for this da'wah of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. The da'wah that Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam used to give to his people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of it in Surah Nuh. And Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam 950 years gives da'wat. Only 80 to 85 people accept. Can we ever say that Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was not successful in his mission? We cannot say that. Hidayat is in the hands of Allah. Allah loves the da'wat of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam to such an extent that an entire surah is exclusive for Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. So da'wat is so loved by Allah that Allah Himself is saying, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Can there be any words or any speech better than the speech of the one who is inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Leave Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, their maqam is very high, very esteemed. Their maqam and their status. In Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about an ordinary carpenter. Habib al-Najjar. وَدْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ إِذْ جَاءَهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ اثْنَيْنِ فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا فَعَزَّزْنَا بِثَالِثٍ فَقَالُوا إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ مُرْسَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that ruku, the second ruku, starts off by making mention of three prophets that came to one city, known the city of Antakya, which commentators of the Quran describe as, or they refer to as the city of Antakya. They came and they began to give da'wah to the people. People refused to accept. When they had come to the city, initially, one person, Habib Najjar, Habib Ismail Najjar, he accepted the da'wah of the prophets, learned deen from them, and went and secluded himself, commentators say perhaps in a cave or perhaps somewhere, went and secluded himself and started making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Started making the ibadat of Allah, secluded himself. In the meantime, these prophets continued with the effort of da'wat, inviting towards Allah, calling people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People refused to accept. Came to a point where the people now said, we are going to kill you. Kill the prophets. And they already intended, and they were now planning and plotting to kill the prophets of Allah. These three prophets, three of them working together in one city. So Habib Najjar, he hears about this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it in Surah Yasin. وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلُ يَسْعَى. One person, that person, Habib Najjar, comes running from the furthest part of the city. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Oh my people, what you're doing? Why do you want to kill the prophets? Why don't you follow these prophets? اتَّبِعُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. اتَّبِعُوا مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Follow these people because they're asking you for nothing. They're not asking you for any worldly gain or any worldly benefit, any wages. They're not asking you to give them anything of your personal belongings. They want you only to accept deen for your own good, for your own success. اتَّبِعُوا مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا. They're not asking you for anything. This is a quality and a sifat of a da'i. When a da'i comes to you and gives you da'wah towards deen, he's not asking you for anything. To this extent, he's not even making chanda of a masjid or anything from you. He's just talking to you about the greatness of Allah. He's calling you towards amal. He's calling you towards the obedience of Allah. He's calling you towards the ibadat of Allah. So he's not calling you towards anything. And this was the sifat of Anbiya alayhi salatu salam. They never asked the people for anything. Their tawajjuh and their direction was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Habib Najjar leaves that secluded area of his, that cave of his, and he comes running. And what does he do? He gives da'wah to his people. And look at the da'wah he gives. He continues to speak to them and he says, وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَتَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. In a very beautiful way he puts it to the people. And he tells the people that how can I not worship that being who created me? He didn't say he created you and why don't you worship? No. Very beautiful way he puts it to them. وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَتَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Why don't you worship that being who created you? You were nothing at one state. And now he brought you into existence. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. When you leave this world, you're going back to him. أَتَّخِذُ مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً إِن يُرِدْنِ الرَّحْمَانُ بِذُرٍّ لَا تُغْنِ عَنِّي شَفَاعَتُهُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَا يُنْقِذُونَ. How can I worship? Now in a very beautiful way, in a very, what you can say, diplomatic way, he's explaining it to them. That how can I worship something? That should the azab of Allah come upon me, that thing which I want to worship will be of no benefit to me. Will not be able to intercede on behalf of me. Neither will it be able to avert or save me from the calamity and the punishment of Allah. إِنِّي إِذَا لَّفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. If I worship anything besides Allah, I'll be gone astray. Then he makes izhar of his iman. And he says, Inni amantu bi rabbikum fasma'un. I have accepted iman. I have understood this. Please, you also listen. Fasma'un, you also listen. But the people refuse to listen. And what happens? They begin to beat him up. Commentators of the Quran say that they hit him so badly. And that too, they didn't just kill him instantly, but they beat him to the extent that eventually he lost his life. But he had so much of hamdardi, so much of concern for his people that whilst they were beating him, he's making dua to Allah, please forgive my people. They don't know what they are doing. They don't know. As soon as he leaves this world, Allah says, then قِيلَ دَخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Oh Habib, you have given sacrifice. You've done your effort. We give you your jannah. قِيلَ دَخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. But look at the fikr, the worry and the concern of Habib Najjar. What does he do? He says, قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي يَعْلَمُونَ بِمَا غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ. If only my people understood. And if only my people knew what Allah has bestowed upon me. بِمَا غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي. Allah has forgiven me. وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ. And Allah has honored me, granted me very high and a lofty position. Then Allah says, وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ مِنْ جُنْدٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا كُنَّا مُنزِلِينَ. Speaking about the people. See, it was the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always da'wat. Invite towards Allah. Call people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then comes the faisla and the decision of Allah. Those that accept, Allah grants them success. Those that refuse, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision comes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمِ. On that people of His, we didn't send a huge army of angels, etc. No, we did. There was no need for us to send such a huge army. It was only in kanat illa sayhata wahidatan. Allah says only one scream. Allah sent one angel. Some of the commentators of the Quran say Jibreel Amin came, stood at the entrance of the city and just gave a scream. Such a piercing scream. Sayhata wahidatan fa idahum khamidun. Quran says that immediately they became extinguished. The word khamidun, extinguished. Like a candle. Now with too much of load shedding we have, everybody has candles there. As soon as the lights come on, start blowing all the candles up. Just as soon as you blow it, candle is gone. It's same way, khamidun. One scream and that entire community that had rejected the message of the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finished them all. Now look in Surah Yasin, which is referred to as the heart of the Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is my heart's desire that Surah Yasin should be in the heart of every ummati of mine. All of us make intention, we'll learn Surah Yasin by heart. And by learning Surah Yasin by heart, we are fulfilling a desire of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This Surah Yasin, which is known as the heart of the Quran, Allah makes mention of the da'wat of Habib Najjar. When he accepted Islam, according to the commentators of the Quran, he secluded himself and he engaged himself in ibadat. Allah makes no mention of that ibadat of his. Which was also a good thing. But Allah makes no mention of that ibadat of his. When he left that place and he came out and he started giving da'wat to the people, Allah loved it so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of it in the heart of the Quran, that is Surah Yasin. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran makes mention of that person. وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ مِّنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَكْتُمُ إِيمَانَهُ أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أَن يَقُولَ رَبِّيَ اللَّهُ. One person who in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was one of the men of Fir'aun, ministers perhaps, but very special person in the courts of Fir'aun, and he had accepted iman at the hands of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And he also, when he spoke out and he gave da'wat, spoke out and he said to the people, why are you wanting to kill that person who is saying, أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أَن يَقُولَ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ. Do you want to kill a person because he is saying Allah is my Rabb? He's talking about Allah. He's giving da'wat towards Allah. So because he gave da'wah this person who had concealed his iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made special mention of him in the Quran. Once, just on this ayat of the Quran, once Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sitting, and he mentioned to the sahaba kiram about an incident about Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. That once the people were beating Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anawzubillah. They were hitting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was giving them da'wah towards deen. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala was perhaps very, very young at that time. He said, none of us could do anything. Somebody quickly went and told Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala who comes running, pushing this fellow, pushing, grabbing that one, taking him out, until he scattered the crowd that was around Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he removed them from there. But then the crowd pounced on him and they gave a beating to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. At that time when Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was scattering everybody, he was reciting this verse of the Quran, أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أَيْ يَقُولَ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ. Do you want to kill a person just because he is saying Allah is my Lord, Allah is my Rabb? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu then sits up and he tells that congregation or that audience that was there, who you think is better? Do you think وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ, which is mentioned in surah, mentioned with regard to that person who concealed his iman, or is Abu Bakr Siddiq more better? Then Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself says, Abu Bakr was the one who revealed his iman. Abu Bakr was the one who revealed his iman, and he stood up for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Abu Bakr is still better. But وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ, Allah makes mention of him in the Quran because of his da'wah also. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran also makes mention of a group of jinnats. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Taif and gave da'wah towards deen, we all know the incident of Taif where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was beaten up, etc. And on his way back, being very, what you can say, feeling very down, feeling very hurt, you know, people didn't accept my message. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, late part of the night, was performing tahajjud salah, and he was reciting from Quran. A group of jinnats from the areas of Yemen were roaming around, and they heard the recital of Quran by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they were taken aback by the words of the Quran. So they go back to their people and they say, وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنِ فَلَمَّا حَدَرُوهُ قَالُوا أَنْسِتُوا فَلَمَّا قُدْيَ وَلَّوْا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ مُنذِرِينَ. When they finish here the words of the Quran, according to some of the commentators, they accepted Iman and Islam also. But they go back to their community and they give da'wah towards Islam. They invite the people and they say to them that we have heard most beautiful words, such words that were revealed in, like in the time of Musa alayhi salatu salam, and we are inviting you towards deen also. Because of that da'wah that they gave, Allah makes mention of that in the Quran also. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the words that are spoken inviting towards Allah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ الصَّالِحَ وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of inviting and giving da'wah towards Allah. وَعَمِلَ الصَّالِحَ, but together with that you do good amals. Ulama explain and they say through da'wah, a person will get the fikr of deen. And when you get the fikr of deen, because da'wah is not just to invite people towards deen, and because hidayat is not in our hand. Hidayat is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dawat is a responsibility. And by giving dawat towards deen, Allah strengthens your iman. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. When a person strives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthens your iman, and Allah creates avenues of hidayat for you, the one that is giving dawat. See? So, person, the first thing will be that a person gives our, together with that his iman gets strengthened, then the amals become good, and now he becomes worthy of saying, وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. He becomes worthy of saying that I am from amongst the Muslimin. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I gave da'wah to many people. They were hesitant, They had some questions, some objections, etc. Perhaps they accepted Islam after that. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the only one, no hesitation, no objection, listened to the entire da'wah and accepted Islam immediately. And the day that he accepted Islam, what does he do? He goes and he invites others. He goes to Hazrat Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala. Goes to Hazrat Abdul Rahman. Or he goes to Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Four great sahaba. Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan was the third khalifa of Islam. All Sa'd bin Abi Waqas was a great general. If you read the conquest of sahaba, you will realize what a great general he was. The next day he comes with Hazrat Uthman bin Mad'un, another sahabi with the first name of Uthman. Then Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, another great general of Islam. Then he comes with Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then another sahabi by Hazrat Arkam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whose house was used as the headquarters for Dawud in the early days of Islam. Imagine the second day of his accepting Islam, he brings these people to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that they have accepted Islam, I've given them da'wah towards deen. Through da'wah, deen spreads. Islam spreads. When a person stops the effort of da'wah and inviting towards Allah, then five things will happen. One is Islam will stop spreading, deen will start coming out of the lives of the people, we'll start adopting the tariqah and the ways of the kuffar. Sunnats will come out of our lives. The rob and the fear of the kuffar will enter our hearts. And then the nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will go away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding. So in keeping with this, there's an ijtima taking place in Stanger, inshallah. On the 25th, 26th and 27th of April. We have to diarize this. Prepone and postpone everything. Go home and tell the families that please don't make any appointments for me. Prepone, postpone everything and make sure that we are there in the istima to understand this fikr, to understand this effort of da'wat and tabligh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.